You're listening to WRUU-LP, Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings, community radio with global soul.
Check, check, 1, 2. Look like a little country. Some rock and roll and blues. 'Cause we sure love playing for good people like you. Let me know if you can hear me. Check, check, 1, 2.
Welcome to Music Local and Sustainable, the radio show that features discussions with and the music of local musicians. I am your host, Dave Lake. Tonight on Savannah Music Local and Sustainable, we have musician and singer Mickey Sodergren, who has been a gold medalist and is now the artistic director of the American Traditions Vocal Competition. And from all the time she spends in Savannah, I declare her to be an honorary Savannah resident. Welcome, wow. Mickey Sodergren.
Thanks, Dave. Honorary Savannian, that's an honor.
Exactly. Really? You spend a lot of time here.
I do, yeah. I'm lucky to.
Tell us a little bit about your musical background. How did you become a musician and how did you become a singer?
My mom was the music director in the church I grew up in, so I grew up being required to sing in church as a kid, and I do it professionally as well. I grew up in choir, in church, singing solos. I even played the kazoo in church as a kid. I kind of did it all, and I developed the music bug really early because of that. My father was also a musician. My brother is a musician as well. So music runs in my family, and so it just was a natural progression for me to continue on with that. I've been singing my whole life, and I guess when I was in high school, I won a vocal competition in my hometown. I got to make my professional debut when I was 17. Part of my prize was that I was then a paid performer. We have a beautiful historical theater. I grew up in Redmond, Minnesota. It's called the Sheldon Theater. Red velvet seats, murals on the ceiling and everything. It's beautiful. And I debuted when I was 17. I did a whole concert. I hired a professional jazz ensemble to back me. I hired another singer to kind of split the concert with. It was a really amazing experience. So pretty much since then, it's just been full steam ahead.
And you perform as a professional musician, but was the Savannah American Traditions Vocal Competition a stepping stone, or was it one of many competitions?
There are lots of professional competitions. A lot of competitions focus on certain kinds of music. I would say the majority of singing competitions that are for professionals rather than the American Idol types of competitions, the TV competitions, are usually based in classical music. There's a lot of focus on competing in classical music, and usually those have an age cutoff. So you might see singers only under the age of 34 are allowed to compete. So there's a shelf life on those. I'm still actually within that age limit, thank goodness, but I haven't competed in a while. It's not that I don't want to. I've just been busy with other things. The American Traditions Vocal Competition was a huge stepping stone for me in my career. It not only validated what I do as a performer, which is lots of different styles of music, and it gave me kind of a platform to meet other people like me that also have various diverse interests in music, but it gave me a chance to put it to the test. So that was huge for me to validate that interest of my own, but also I met my first manager through the competition. One of the judges of the year I won in 2014 set me up as my first manager, and that was great for me. It really got my feet wet in a lot of great professional situations. I live in New York City, and it got me in a lot of doors that I was previously not allowed into. It also gave me a lot of contacts with folks, other singers, as well as the other judges. They've been monumental in helping me and in putting me in for things and putting me in the mix, as they say, for various jobs that come along. So much of the musical world, as with anything, but especially so with music, is all about who you know. I mean, it's really true. And so many of my jobs come along because I was recommended and I just receive an email. I don't audition so much, which I'm very fortunate for that. But that's how it is for a lot of singers, because we're only as good as our worst day. So you kind of always have to be on and be prepared. And if you do your work well and people like what you do, that's how you move ahead in your career. So all that to say, the American Traditions Vocal Competition was was huge for me, and it gave me a baseline reputation to work from. It gave me a known entity to attach myself to professionally.
The American Traditions Vocal Competition seems to be quite different from other vocal competitions because it has a very broad range of music from which you can draw. The only limitation is that it has to be an American composer who is either a natural-born citizen of the United States or a naturalized citizen of the United States.
Yes.
Does that make it more difficult, or does that make it easier as a performer?
That's an interesting question. I don't know that it makes it more difficult or easier. It's different. I think for a musician who's already drawn to different styles of music, that it's an exciting challenge. I think that for someone who is not well-versed in different kinds of music, it is probably more alarming because they're used to just competing in one style. I think that for people that already enjoy doing this kind of thing, it makes a lot of sense for them. The stipulation of the American composers gets a little tricky sometimes only because there's so much American music that we consider to just be part of our canon and our colloquial sound that we're used to hearing on the radio, or we saw a musical and it seems like it's American because we saw it in the U.S., but the composer might be from a different country. A great example of some of the songs that people often watch a program that are not American, that people take that for granted, are songs by David Foster or Joni Mitchell because they're Canadian, or Shania Twain, Canadian. Those kind of things are where people get caught up. Also, a lot of Elton John's music people would love to program, but it's English music. Les Miserables, the song Pure Imagination, things like that. But generally, there's not too much of an issue with the American music aspect.
The grading system involves technique, of course, artistry, of course, and then the diversity of the program. What are you looking for in each of those categories? What are you looking for in technique, artistry, and diversity?
We're looking for singers that sing healthily and with stylistic integrity in each genre that they represent. A singer's program in this competition will often consist of varying genres within one round, and usually should. We're looking for someone who can vocally be flexible enough to sing an opera aria, then a country song, followed by a jazz number, or a musical theater song, followed by a beautiful spiritual, followed by then a song by Johnny Mercer. We're looking for people that have an appreciation of these different styles of music, have an innate understanding of the styles of music, and have a vocal technique that is flexible and healthy enough to maneuver around these different styles of music.
Now, technique strikes me as the basic skills.
Where
artistry is shaping their skills around a particular song and delivering that song in a interesting and dramatic or evocative way.
Absolutely. Yeah, technique should kind of be the baseline for any singer, but, you know, some singers are comfortable in certain styles of music where they have trained, and in other styles of music, they're not applying their same technical aspects to that song. They're not applying their same abilities. So maybe there's an opera singer, this is a kind of a classic version of it, but maybe there's an opera singer that sings perfectly in tune with beautiful diction and flawless linear singing in classical music, but then they go to a pop song, and all of a sudden they're singing out of tune because they don't actually know how to handle that side of their voice in a way that allows them the same freedom that they have when they sing the opera. Those are the kind of things that trip people up. And as well as the artistry, basically the technique should be strong enough in every style of music and should be applied to every style of music in a way that doesn't get in the way of their artistry. We want the artistry to shine through, but oftentimes if there's an issue, the technical part is what's at play.
Tonight on Savannah Music Local and Sustainable, we have musician and singer Mickey Sodergren. In the diversity of the program, are there any requirements for singing from each of the different categories through each of the different rounds?
Not necessarily. We have, I believe, a list of 15 different genres of American music that we are accepting as styles of music for the singers to choose from. we ask that each singer chooses 9 songs, and each has to be from a different genre. So they get to choose, and they have almost full freedom. I mean, it's almost double the amount of genres than to what they're required to present. So that offers them a lot of freedom and flexibility in terms of what they want to show. I would say that people that show more diversity in their programs in terms of musical styles fare better. But that's not always the case. Sometimes people do musical theater and jazz, and that's what they do, and they're great at it, and the style, they're different enough that they move through the rounds. But it really, it's such an interesting competition each year because we have all of these variables. We not only have the variables of each singer and their skill sets, we also have the variable of what they're choosing to present, and it may or may not represent them well. And then we have the variable that is the judges. And the judges have their own predeterminations on what these styles are. They have their own point of view on what good technique is, what good style is, what they prefer to hear. They might hate a song that someone's performing. And we meet with the judges. We talk with them. We have a very careful selection process with the judges for making sure that they represent different styles of music. They've encountered different kinds of music in their career. It's kind of hard to get to a certain place in your career without encountering other kinds of music. But especially this year, our judges have sung so many different styles of music. You know, we have Morgan James, who trained in opera as a soprano at Juilliard, went on to 4 Broadway shows, and just released a brand new album of all classic Memphis soul music, all original. And then we have Jubilant Sykes, who has sung with Santana. He has sung at the Hollywood Bowl. He has toured with the Boston Pops. He's sung the Mozart Requiem with Renee Fleming. He's performed with Julie Andrews. He's done all of it in different styles of music. He's sung at the Metropolitan Opera. He's sung at the New Orleans Jazz Festival. There are so many different components to his career. And then we have Janice Siegel, who was a founding member of the Manhattan Transfer. So I think she's going to be the big stickler about jazz music this year, Jazz in America's Songbook, and the nuances between each. And so all that to say is that a singer can prepare as best they want, and they can be presenting genres truthfully to them, but then we add in the extra aspect of the judges and their perceptions of it. So I tell the singers every year, this is the most unfair competition you'll ever be in. So just go and sing what you want to sing, because there's no way to know, and there's no way to please everyone. It's really a celebration of the uniqueness of each artist, because what else can it be? Each artist is bringing something of themselves to the table. They're performing probably what they sing professionally, and they might be singing some songs that are close to them, maybe childhood favorites, or songs their parents grew up playing for them and they grew up listening to, or maybe just songs they sing in the shower or in the car. They're closeted, if you will, favorite songs. So we get a full sense of each singer as a person, as an artist, and I think no other competition allows singers that kind of freedom.
It's interesting in terms of thinking about the choices that singers make in terms of well-known versus obscure. Of course, you do have the forbidden list, which are, in some cases, very obvious to the most casual listener, but in some cases, they're a little bit more, I guess, singer-oriented. Singers would know that these are very, very common songs. Let me take an example. Over the Rainbow, everybody knows that's oversung and should be off the list. But ones like the Girl in 14G, that doesn't strike me as oversung.
The problem with 14G is that it's a great song, but when it first came out, it was so popular that I do believe it was performed maybe 6 or 8 times in the competition, and the audience had to listen to everything. We have to also keep in mind is that our audience is kind of a captive audience of Savannah. A lot of the folks come again and again year after year because they're very invested in the competition. They love watching how it shakes out. We actually allow the audience to vote, and there are 2 People's Choice Awards that are given out for these singers who don't make it on to the next round, but the audience really liked them and wants to let them know that they really liked them. So the audience is voting on that, and they have a say in things. And to be fair to the audience, we don't want certain songs to be performed 6 or 8 times, because it's just grating to listen to it again and again and again. So a lot of singers that have studied classically and also love jazz and musical theater find 14G to be a perfect fit for them. it's a cute little song. And for anyone that doesn't know, it's about a girl who lives in an apartment, and the person upstairs is singing opera, the person downstairs is singing jazz, and in the middle is her, and she mostly sings in musical theater style. So it gives whatever singer's performing it all three of these genres to perform. And it's kind of a showpiece in that way. It's very virtuosic. But to hear it once is charming. To hear it eight times in a day is much less than charming. So some of the songs in the Do Not Sing list are for the audience's sake.
Well, I really do appreciate Moon River being on that list. Again, it's a song that is wonderful. I love it. It's a great Mercer Mancini song, and it's lovable, but every performance of Johnny Mercer always includes it.
Yeah. I mean, he wrote 1,500 songs.
Yeah.
There are so many songs to choose from, and we actually have a resource on our website where the Johnny Mercer archives are housed. The folks can reach out to them directly and pick interesting Mercer songs. I'm looking for a song in this style. The lyric maybe goes like this, and they can point them in that direction. They can send them the music if it's not readily available. And so it's great to have that resource for singers. And sometimes we get amazing Mercer songs that no one's ever heard of. But even so, I think most singers end up falling into the second tier. We kind of take away the first tier of most famous songs from them. And he plays The Hang My Hat at Home, Moon River, etc. And we kind of fall into that second tier of most famous songs by Mercer, which is I Want to Be Around, Skylark, One for My Baby. So we're still getting some of that, but we do get some fluctuation, some unique Mercer choices, which I like to hear. You know, it's great to honor Johnny Mercer and his legacy here in Savannah with this competition. We also have an award that's funded by the Friends of Johnny Mercer, and I believe also Georgia Southern University's Armstrong campus together to honor the person that wins that performs the best Johnny Mercer song.
And I guess living in Savannah and hearing Johnny Mercer all the time, there's some other ones I'd like to put on that list. But
well, you can let me know what they are. I'm happy to put them on there.
Well, Skylark is one of them, actually. It's a beautiful song, but everybody does it when they come through town.
I know it.
Yeah.
I know. I'm guilty. I sang it when I performed the competition, actually.
You're disqualified. Another one that's again, I would probably say the second tier, but I love it just because of the lyric and what it meant to the movie, and that's Days of Wine and Roses.
Oh, yeah, it's a great song. No one performs that one. But last year, our gala was themed Night of Wine and Roses, and we performed that song, I think, to begin and to end, and it was really lovely, and it was so fun to delve into that. You know, there's so many great. That one, Hooray for Hollywood is another really fun one. So many wonderful songs.
Yeah.
So I would also like to see more of those songs. Maybe Skylark will come off the list.
Does that strike diversity in terms of digging deep into a song list? In the case of Johnny Mercer, going to some of those that aren't regularly performed, or in the case of show music, going to shows that aren't famous?
I think it does. I think that a judge would certainly appreciate that, as would the audience. Because the audience is actually scoring on the same rubric as the judges. The judges have a larger sheet, whereas the audience is usually doing it on their program books. But I think it definitely counts towards diversity. It's not so much diversity of style. I mean, the style is probably still going to be the same, whether you're singing Skylark or a much more unique and rare Johnny Mercer tune. But I think it counts especially towards artistry. When you get to a certain level of artistry in any field, you develop a stronger taste, right? You have a more defined taste in what you're interested in, and usually taste involves going down some sort of a rabbit hole in your interest level, whatever your interest may be. Maybe your interest is Frank Sinatra's works or the works of Barbra Streisand. You can really get in there and find little gems, and what you're doing when you're listening to those artists that have developed that taste is you're developing your own taste based on their taste. And then you can go through there and say, oh, I really like this song by Barbra Streisand. It's a Gershwin tune, but I'm not familiar with it. So then you go down through Gershwin and you find this song that was maybe unfinished, or it was in this show, but the show never made it to Broadway, or whatever it may be. But you're putting in that time and work and finding something that uniquely reflects you. And that's why it's important for singers to choose music that's a little more unique to them, because when something is a little bit more tailored to you as a performer, and it's something that you truly came up with on your own and found and did that work, you've you've shuffled through all of the noise around Gershwin, for example, and found something in there that really identifies with you, that you identify with. And then you can put on an authentic, beautiful performance of that song because you, in your developed taste, found it. So that's kind of also part of the point of having this Do Not Sing list, is to encourage singers to go through and find something that is uniquely them. They don't always do it, but sometimes they do. So all that to say that, yes, I think that finding gems, finding little pieces here and there, does count towards diversity and definitely towards artistry.
Tonight on Savannah Music Local and Sustainable, we have musician and singer Mickey Sodergren. Well, on that category of gems that are from shows that people might not be familiar with, I have a song here that features a certain Mickey Sodergren, along with Michael Mariokel. And this is a song called Fine. It's Adam Guan, and it's from a show called Ordinary Days. And I said, Ordinary Days? What? I need to look this up. And indeed found that it ran for 1 month off Broadway when it originally opened back in 2009. And it actually just ran, in 2018 again?
Mm-hmm.
Again,
yeah.
For a month.
Yeah.
And
still working on it.
And it is an absolutely delightful song. How did you find that?
There is another song in this song cycle called I'll Be Here, which is a really beautiful, poignant song by Adam Guan from Ordinary Days. And it tells the story of a woman. She's telling the story of how she met the man that she married and loved. And she's telling this through the song, you find out, to a man who has just proposed to her. And she's sharing why she has been nervous about getting to know this new man. And it's because her husband, her first husband, died in 9/11. Spoiler. But it's a really emotional song. It's emotional for the singer to perform, but it's also really just emotional for the audience to listen to. It's beautiful. And I loved it so much that I started to listen to the rest of the show, and I came across Fine, and it's so cute. It's very different. It's actually the same two characters. It's when he proposes to her, and then she freaks out, and later on tells him the story of how she lost her first husband. So Fine is it's a great little tune, and it's something that's relatable for everybody. And this arrangement is actually by Asaf Gleisner, who is flying in the ATC next week. He's one of our pianists, and he played for me when I won, and Michael won the competition in 2016. So it's a nice little ATC tie-in.
It started with the wine.
The wine.
The wine. We were shopping for a bottle to bring to her cousin's soiree.
My cousin, the sous chef, she's very gourmet.
I grabbed my favorite Cabernet.
He's got no clue, and so I say, darling, the wine.
The wine.
The wine, they're serving monkfish, so darling, the wine can't be red. How about this Austrian Riesling instead?
Honey, you know, I don't like the Riesling. When have you ever seen me drink Riesling?
Never, but can't you listen just once? Red wine and fish, you'll look like a dunce.
Fine, I'll bring the red, you bring the white. That way I'll still get drunk, you'll still be right.
Fine.
Fine.
Fine. And then there was the cab.
The cab.
The cab. We're stuck in traffic in the middle of Broadway. 10 minutes we wait.
We're 12 blocks away and we're already late.
I point out there'd be no delay if we would just turn that away.
Honey, the cab.
The cab.
The cab was pointed squarely down Broadway. I know you're concerned, but your cousin's on Broadway, so why have we turned?
Darling, I know my cousin's on Broadway, but there was lots of traffic on Broadway.
Surely, but now, in my own defense, we're farther away, which doesn't make sense.
Fine, driver, please stop here if you would. I think walking would do us both some good.
Fine,
fine,
fine. We don't say anything as we're walking down Broadway. It's like I'm walking next to a stranger. I don't even know her. But right now it's cold and we're still in a hurry.
I'm not gonna stop and I'm not gonna worry.
We'll be fine. Fine.
hair starts to drip, my shoes are a mess, my bag's getting wet, and so is my dress.
I love the rain, how everything
the
shimmers.
Wind's picking up, we've got no umbrella.
It dots her hair like morning dew. Suddenly, I start to think of the day that I first met her. A bucket of snow had landed in her hair. I picture her shake the snowflakes off her shoulders, and somehow I want to get us back to there. I want her to know that I can't bear to spend a single day without her. But how can she know? How can she know?
Shoot! Ow, my shoe, my shoe, my shoe. Dang it, this is really fantastic. No, it's really absurd. And what, you just stand there and don't say a word? Fine, I'm gonna go. We're late for my cousin. God help the soul who's late for my cousin. You can stay put here out in the rain, but don't leave it up to me to explain. Give me the wine. Don't take all day. Fine, then bring it yourself. Your Cabernet, Jason.
Shut up, Claire, and marry me.
Fine! What?
This is WRUU-LP, Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings Community Radio with Global Soul.
WRUU listeners like you crave exploration and discovery. That's how we can offer your business or organization a unique way to separate your name from the clutter inherent in commercial radio advertising. Underwriting on non-commercial WRUU will make your name stand out because we allow only a limited number of sponsorships per hour. And your message will be reaching listeners who are actively engaged in programs that demand their attention. Let our team build a customized plan to meet your marketing goals by linking your name to our unique music and talk programs. For more information, email underwriting at wruu.org.
This portion of WRUU Savannah Soundings programming is made possible by listeners like you and by the 2020 Savannah Music Festival. Presenting Americana artists Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit, Mandolin Orange, Balsamic Range and Third Time Out, Sarah Giroux and Madison Cunningham, Leo Kottke, Amethyst Kia, Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers, and more. Additional information can be found at savannahmusicfestival.org. Welcome back to Music Local and Sustainable, and I'm your host, Dave Lake. Tonight on Savannah Music Local and Sustainable, we have musician and singer Mickey Sodergren, who has been a gold medalist and is now the artistic director of the American Traditions Vocal Competition. And from all the time she spends in Savannah, I declare her to be an honorary Savannah resident. I also have another recording, and this is again with the same pair of people, Mickey Sodergren, along with Michael Mariocal. And this is a song that is not acceptable, where the first one is a good song for the American Traditions and probably would hit the scope of diversity. This next one does not qualify, and that is All I Ask of You, and that's from Phantom of the Opera, of course, which is written by Britt.
Yeah, written by Britt. Great song, and Michael actually just finished, he just closed the 25th anniversary tour of Phantom of the Opera. He was the understudy for Raoul, which is why we performed this.
Talk of darkness, forget these wide-eyed fears. I'm here, nothing can harm you. My words will warm and calm you. Let me be your freedom. Let daylight dry your tears. I'm here with you, beside you, to guard you and to guide you.
Say you love me every waking moment. Turn my head with talk of summertime. Say you'll share with me each night, each morning. Promise me that all you say is true.
Shelter. Let me be your light. You're safe. No one will find you. Your fears are far behind you.
All I want is freedom, a world with no more night, and you with me beside me to guard me and to guide me.
Then say you'll share. One love, one lifetime. Let me lead you from your solitude. Say you need me with you here, beside you. Anywhere you go, let me go too. Christine, that's all I ask.
So let's go back and talk a little bit about the awards that come. And of course, there is the gold, silver, and bronze medals of the top three performers from the finals. But there are, as we mentioned before, several other awards, such as the Johnny Mercer Award, which is for the best Johnny Mercer performance. That's a judgment by the judges.
Yes, it is. The judges decide on that. In their judging notebooks, they have a repertoire sheet for each performer in each round in order what they're singing. And we have color-coded all of our special awards. And so any time there's a color-coded award, the next page is a separate sheet with the same judging system, but only for that song. So the songs are scored separately when they're for special awards so that anyone can win them. Anyone that programs the Johnny Mercer song, whether they win the competition or not, is eligible to win the Johnny Mercer Award. We like that. Last year, it actually worked out that none of the special awards went to folks who won.
You mentioned Michael Kilgore and his performances. We have a recording here of him singing, and I believe this is from the semifinals of last year, he's singing He Heals Me by India Ari.
Is an amazing American songwriter and singer, and she's such a beautiful, soothing voice, and her lyrics are extremely poetic. And he actually had the chance to go on tour with her last fall of 2019. He received an Instagram message from India Ari, and she said, "Would you like to tour with me?" And he said, "Yes, I would." And amazingly, he went on tour with her, but the performance that he gives of He Heals Me completely stopped the whole room. It was extremely beautiful and heartfelt, and it seemed very personal to him. So it's definitely a beautiful offering.
And he's a very interesting and outgoing person.
He is outgoing. He says things like, "You can applaud now." He's very bold, but he's also very generous. He's generous with his time, and he's generous with his gift. He's such a beautiful singer. He has an ability as a performer to just completely take all the air in the room and give it back as pure energy to everyone who watches him and gets to experience him performing live. He's definitely larger than life. He's a total character, but he has a really good heart, and he has a lot of great things to say. He especially loves teaching students. When he sang with the Savannah Philharmonic in December, which is a beautiful partnership we have with the Savannah Philharmonic, our gold medalist every year performs with them during their season. And it's a great opportunity for the singers, but also for the Philharmonic, to have access to these wonderful performers that otherwise may not have been in Savannah. And the Savannah Philharmonic may not have been on their radar. So Michael performed with them, and also the Savannah Children's Choir was on that concert. And the folks who run the Children's Choir, Melinda Fradley and Emily, brought Michael to work with the students during their rehearsals leading up to those performances, and the kids just ate it up. You know, he has such a way of talking about music that makes you want to listen. He especially loves to talk about the African-American influence on American music and how important that is. And I think there's a lot of truth to that. So much of our music is influenced by music that comes from Africa, spirituals and jazz and blues. That all comes out of African-American culture and experience in the United States. So it's really great to have him to speak about that because he knows it so intimately. Last year, we did several outreaches with him during the week of the American Traditions Competition, and he sang a song by Stevie Wonder. And these kids in this room didn't know who Stevie Wonder was. And Michael said, "Oh, I have to tell you about this. If you don't know the gift of Stevie Wonder, you're missing out on a huge gift of not only American music, but just humanity." And so he went into this unplanned 10-minute speech about what Stevie Wonder did, how who he was as a songwriter and musician, and how he changed the landscape of American music. And then he sang his song, and he got the kids to sing along with him. It was really a delight to watch. He loves working with students, and he has so much to offer. So we wish him the best, and he just released this new album, which is actually called A Man Born Black. And the music is not really what you think it would be. It's very influenced by modern pop, and it's the lyrics are emotional and intelligent and really personal and poignant. I hadn't heard any music until I got the album, and it's just excellent. So I think that he might be singing some music from his new album when he's here in February next week.
And speaking about next week, next week is this year's American Traditions Vocal Competition, and it begins on Monday.
It begins on Monday, yes, Monday, February 17th, 7:30 p.m., $30 tickets for the judges' contest. So all those wonderful judges that we have this year will be performing along with, we did a high school level competition in November. It's our major educational initiative that we've been working towards for years. We are so fortunate to have our junior ATC singers performing during the week of the competition this year. So our second place winner is Hannah Frampton. She's from Jacksonville, Florida. She'll be coming up to perform that evening at the judges' concert as well. She's an excellent singer and excellent musician.
The quarterfinals then are on Tuesday and Wednesday.
The quarterfinals begin on Tuesday, and there are two rounds per day. So there's four rounds total of quarterfinals. We break it up into seven singers per round, so it's not such a long time to sit for. The rounds are at 4 and 7:30 p.m., and they're all day packed. So let's say you can come to only the 7:30 round, you just get the one ticket, and then if it happens that you get in late and you can come to the 4 o'clock round, but not till 5 p.m., you can kind of come and go as you want with these all-day passes. And those are on Tuesday and Wednesday for quarterfinals.
And those performances will be out at the Skidaway Island United Methodist Church?
Yes, on 54 Diamond Causeway, just before you get to the landing. Everything on Monday through Thursday for our event, that's the judges' concert, the quarterfinals, and the semifinals are all held at Skidaway Island United Methodist Church. They're so generous to let us take over their church for the week. Wonderful.
So the quarterfinals then are on Tuesday and Wednesday, and the semifinals are then on Thursday.
Yes, they're on Thursday.
And are they done in the same pattern of two rounds?
Yeah, 4 p.m. and 7:30, two rounds. So this time there are six each on each program because we've cut the singers at that point from 28 down to 12, which is a huge cut.
And then the finals are on Friday.
Yes, and the finals are on Friday at the Savannah Cultural Arts Center at the Ben Tucker Theater, which is wonderful that we have the Ben Tucker Jazz Award and we get to perform in the Ben Tucker Theater. Seems just very eloquent and poetic that we're there. It's a beautiful new space downtown. It's right behind the Civic Center. It's on Montgomery Street. It's a gorgeous theater, and we're really looking forward to being there. It's going to be a different setup this year than it has been in the past. We're actually going to have tables up close to the stage so we can fit some people up there to be really close to the singers, and then we also have stadium seating for the audience. But it is quite limited in terms of the seating in there, so we're already well on our way to selling out. So if that's something you want to come to, the final round to see who wins the $12,000 grand prize, that's go by to get your tickets soon.
And we were talking earlier about the fact that you can be a specific award winner, a named award winner, without being in the finals. And I think last year, Surreal M.A. was the Johnny Mercer winner, and she was not in the finals, was she?
She was not. She was in the semifinal.
And we actually have an interesting song from her, and that's Loud Talking Woman.
Why don't you keep your men at home? I said a loud talking woman. Why don't you keep your men at home? Now, if you keep your men at home, maybe he would leave poor me alone. Yeah, you've been telling everybody just how you got your man trained. Yeah, you've been
Yeah.
actually a blues number. It's really, really fun. It's kind of sassy. She lives in New Orleans now, and she's a French jazz singer, and she can rock the blues. She actually was nominated for a Grammy this year. She didn't win, but she was nominated for, I think, best arrangement or best album. She released a new album of jazz arrangements of Sondheim songs this year. She's a force to be reckoned with.
Tonight on Savannah Music Local and Sustainable, we have musician and singer Mickey Sodergren. This American Traditions Vocal Competition is the future of American song.
Yes, it is, absolutely. It's the future and the history of American song all put together in one. You know, it's very special to see where the seeds of American music have been planted and to see what they've grown into. Each singer is bringing a little spice of their own personal history as performers to these songs. You know, if to use Skylark as an example, I know that you don't want it on the, you want on the Do Not Sing list, but each singer would perform Skylark in a different way because they all have a different relationship to it and they all have their own background in music. So that's something that's very unique and you're not going to get it anywhere else. Now, granted, we don't want everyone singing Skylark, but you're getting that same perspective on each song from each different artist. So it's a really it's a special thing to see how American music is moving forward in by the torches of these new singers and to see where they land.
And that is the joy of live music, is because you will never hear that interpretation exactly that way again.
Absolutely. But we have videos to remember it by.
And so we're going to go out with one last song by 2014 gold medalists of the American Traditions Vocal Competition, Mickey Sodergren, who I'm talking to tonight. It's interesting because when I got these songs to play on the air, I had just heard this song, and it was the first time I had heard this song. And the song is If You Hadn't, But You Did, which is Betty Comden and Adolph Green, lyric and the music of Julie Stein. And If You Hadn't, But You Did is from a musical review, Two on the Isle, and it is, in a sense, a murder ballad.
I love that. Yeah, it's really fun. This also was arranged by Asaf Gleisner. I like working with Asaf, obviously. But yeah, he orchestrated this for me. I hope everyone enjoys it. It's a lot of fun. Underperform.
There he goes, as usual, my man, breaking my foolish heart. I really don't know what to do. I've told myself I've got to do without him. There he goes, as usual, my man, tearing my heart apart. He's made my got to do this, I guess. Goodbye, Joe. From here I kiss you. Goodbye, Joe. My hope I don't miss you. If you had been in the square and had treated me fair, and we'd not had a tiff. If you had not said I should go and jump right off the nearest cliff. If you'd have stayed out the make and had never have taken to coming home stiff. If I had not smelled perfume with a nasty unfamiliar whiff. Diff. If You had not had the cheek to stay out for a week saying back in a jiff. If you were not such a two-timing guy. If you weren't, if you hadn't, if you didn't, if you weren't, if you hadn't, if you didn't, but you were and you haven't, you went and you did, then so goodbye. If I had not seen you take Geraldine on the lake in your flat-bottom skiff. If you were not found with Sue with your arms around her bare midriff. If I had not seen you pen sexy letters to Gwen in your own hieroglyph. If you had not let me home when you had two seats for self-esteem. I'm gonna miss you, baby. You were too darn prolific. Now what's the diff? If you were not such a hound who when game was around always picked up the sniff. If you were not such a two-timing guy. If you weren't, if you hadn't, if you didn't, if you weren't, if you hadn't, if you didn't, but you were, and you have, and you went and you did, and so goodbye. If, when I asked where you've been, you would not clip my chin with a beautiful bib, hey. If I had not always found purple lipstick on your handkerchief. If you would not tell me lies and then looked in my eyes with a smile, you did. If when I caught you with Kate, you would not say, I would not say, if I'm gonna miss you, baby. Things could have been terrible. Oh, what's the diff? If the best years of my life weren't spent as your wife with no marriage certificate. If you were not such a two-timing guy. When you coulda and you didn't, but you shoulda if you didn't, if you weren't, if you hadn't, if you didn't, but you weren't, you haven't, you went and you did. And so goodbye. See you later, Joe.
Well, I want to thank you very much for taking the time with us today and talking about the American Traditions Vocal Competition, which will be from February 17th through the 21st. And as we've discussed, the 17th will be the judges' performance. The 18th and 19th will be the quarterfinal rounds. The 20th will be the semifinal rounds. And then on the evening of the 21st will be the finals. The early rounds will be at the Skidaway Island United Methodist Church. And then the final round will be in the Ben Tucker Theater of the New Arts Center. I want to thank you so very much for spending this time with us. I really appreciate it. And hopefully I'll be able to see you when you're in town next week.
All right. I hope to see you, too. Thank you so much for your time and for having us on your program. Thank you so much.
This has been another edition of Music Local and Sustainable, and I've been your host, Dave Lake. Save this time for another show next week.
Well, I know we ain't headed for the Hall of Fame. We're going to give it what we got, man. It ain't no shame. Let me know if you can hear me. Check, check, one, two. Let me know if you can hear me. Check, check, one, two.